Suit called ahead as Jesse demanded, and had the cops working security at the vigil begin clearing people out of the building by the time they arrived. The old meeting house was large for the era in which it was built, but had no more square footage than a modern McMansion. Lundquist had already arrived by the time Suit and Jesse got there. Suit fished his pump-action shotgun out of the trunk. "Jesse, you look like hell," Gabe Weathers said, as Suit helped him out of his cruiser. "And your holster looks pretty silly over hospital scrubs." Jesse ignored that. "Any trouble?" "They're pretty pissed. I guess they feed off things like this." Gabe pointed at Vanderkamp's people across the street from the meeting house, some of them draped in Nazi flags, others carrying signs with hateful slogans written on them. But it was the things they were chanting that sickened Jesse most of all, things he had hoped he would never hear again. "Any sign of Leon or Lee Harvey Vanderkamp?" Gabe shook his head. Jesse really didn't like that, but it confirmed his worst fears, that something big, something bad, was going to happen. "All right," Jesse said. "Try and pick up the pace and get everyone out of the area." That's when Reverend Sam approached Jesse.
"Lord, Chief, what happened to you?"
"We can discuss it some other time. Right now, I need you and the other clergy to get everyone out of the meeting house and out of the area." Mahorn wasn't pleased.
"Look, I know you have our best interests at heart, but we won't be bullied by the likes of haters like those people."
He pointed at the small line of Vanderkamp's supporters marching across the way. "They're not the problem, Reverend."
"Then what is?"
That was when the first burst of automatic weapons fire hit the windows on the second floor of the old meeting house, raining glass down on the street below, and forcing people who were exiting to retreat back inside for cover. Jesse grabbed Reverend Sam with his good arm, yanked him down to the sidewalk, and threw his body over Mahorn's.
"You okay?" Jesse asked. "Fine, I'm fine. Anyone hurt?"
"Doesn't look that way." There was another burst of gunfire, driving people back into the old meeting house for cover. Then another. "Reverend, I need you to crawl to cover, so I can deal with this. Can you do that?"
"I can."
"Go." Jesse rolled off Mahorn, and the Reverend combat crawled into the building. Jesse crawled in the opposite direction and got behind Suit's cruiser, where Suit was kneeling and scanning for where the shots were coming from.
"Where's the shooter, Suit?"
Suit pointed to a storefront about a half block away. There was a fourth burst of gunfire.
"Here's the crazy thing, Jesse. I don't think the shooter's trying to hit anybody."
"My bet it's Lee Harvey. And it's not crazy," Jesse said. "I think he's trying to drive everyone back into the old meeting house. He wants as many people inside as possible. Watch the door. He'll fire whenever people try to leave." Suit turned to look at the meeting house doors, and, just as Jesse predicted, the minute people tried to leave, there was a spray of bullets aimed at the street 20 yards in front of the doorway. The bullets ricocheted, pinging into lampposts, lodging in trees, and smashing car windows.
"Why does he want people inside? He could cut a lot of people down in the panic."
"Maximum damage. I think there's a bomb planted in there." Demolition was one of Lee Harvey's specialties.
"Oh my God!"
"Do you think you can make it inside?"
"Sure, Jesse," Suit said, voice cracking slightly.
Jesse grabbed Suit's arm. "Look, Luther, I know you don't ever want to get shot again, and you're newly married."
"It's not that. What am I supposed to do when I get inside? I can't tell the people there's a bomb. That'll just make the panic worse."
"Remember why the place is a landmark and why they had the vigil here tonight." That goofy smile of Suit's lit up his face.
"The Underground Railroad."
"Let's hope Lee Harvey didn't stop to read the plaque if and when he planted the bomb."
"Okay, Jesse."
"First, give me your radio and your shotgun." Suit handed Jesse the shotgun and undid the radio from his belt and uniform shirt. "Keep low," Jesse said. "He won't fire at you if you're going in. Get those people into the tunnel as fast as you can. Even if the building blows, I think you should be safe. And Suit, one more thing. I couldn't be prouder of you. Now go, save those people." Jesse wasn't much for praying, but his suit crawled toward the meeting house doors. He closed his eyes and prayed.